Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me more than she ever could or would, she who convinced me she was my person. Being naive to the meaning of love and fickle to the conviction of your word, I gave in to her plea. My whole life, I watched my grandparents sleep in separate rooms. My father cheated on my mother and left our family before I was born. My aunt fled her abusive husband. At the mere age of 18, my brother believed he was doing the right thing by marrying the mother of his child, only to find out his now ex-wife was pregnant with another man's child 3 months after their wedding. I never knew unfailing love, so I eagerly invited into my life the first person who claimed to have it for me, despite that person being a girl. However, it was not true love, and I exchanged the truth of your word for lies and worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator. I found myself putting her first, particularly because of the secrecy of it all. I began to distance myself from my friends and family, spending every free moment with her. Any extra money went toward entertaining us rather than giving back and encouraging others like I once did. Worst of all, I found myself clinging to her during hard times instead of your word. My spirit knew no peace while she consumed my every thought, and I could feel that our relationship was unhealthy. I had no love for the person I was becoming. You told me in Leviticus 20:13 that surely I shall be put to death. Thank you for putting that me to death. So I ran. I ran to you like a wild horse that longs for endless pasture, rehearsing in my mind these words. Lord, you promised to hold me in perfect peace as long as I keep my mind on you. If I call upon your name with a sincere heart, you will never turn away from me. And you didn't. Instead, you welcomed me with open arms when I was least deserving of your love. You fought for me, and I am so grateful you won. The love you have shown me goes well beyond what I could ever dream of. Your Father showed me through 1 John 3:16 through 18 what love truly is. You showed me love when you took those lashes and were nailed to the cross. I cannot fathom the pain you endured to bring me home. Your love for me is boundless. My future husband is going to have a difficult time keeping a close second to you. The Monday after Resurrection Sunday, a coworker mentioned that I was glowing. I replied, "It's Jesus." I went to 3 church services this past weekend because I couldn't get enough of him. I thirst to know you more. I hunger for your word, and I commit to following it. Thank you for placing individuals in my life who fan the flame of my love for you. When telling my mother of my devotion to my walk with you, the conversation was pure and effortless. I did not fear her response or crave her approval. Now, 1 year and 2 months later, I stand before your children to do the same. You are my person. You are in every step I make. You are glorified in everything I do. Please allow me to bring more of your children home. Love eternally, Simone.